this Shabbat, we will be reading the parashas of Vayakhel and Pekudei, where the Torah records how Moshe and the Bnei Yisrael actually carried out the commandment of the Otsu Li Mikdosh Vishochanti B'Soichom, the mitzvah to create a dwelling place for the Shekhinah among us. The parasha begins with Vayakhel Moshe et kol adat b'nei Yisrael vayoymer aleihem eile hadvorim asher tzivo Hashem la'atzos oitzom. Moshe assembled the entire congregation of b'nei Yisrael and he said to them, these are the things that Hashem commanded to do them. We would expect that he immediately proceeded to discuss the Mishkan, which is the topic of the parasha. The Mishkan is the things that Hashem commanded to do them. However, before he gets onto the topic of the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu inserts two psukim about Shabbat, the prohibition against working on Shabbat. Why is that? How does the prohibition against doing work on Shabbos connect with the creation of the Mishkan? Rashi quotes Mechilta. Hikdim lohem azhorat Shabbos v'tzivui melechet ha-Mishkan loymar she'enoi doiche Shabbos. He told them the prohibition of working on Shabbos before the commandment of the construction of the Mishkan to say that making the Mishkan doesn't override Shabbos. I would like to look at the connection between the creating of the Mishkan and the prohibition against work on Shabbos from another angle. On the Pasuk Vayakhel Moshe, Rashi writes that Moshe assembled the Jews on the day after Yom Kippur, the day after Moshe Rabbeinu descended from the mountain of Sinai. Why did this take place precisely on that day, the day after Yom Kippur? There's an interesting explanation offered by the Klei Yokor. The Mishkan was a place created by and for the entire community of Israel as a whole. And that can only be done when there's a total sense of unity. To create a Mishkan, we need to be connected with one another on the highest level. That is the meaning of Vayakhel Moshe. Moshe assembled them. It's not just a technical assembly, but it's a meeting of the minds and hearts of all the Jews. On Yom Kippur, we ask each other for forgiveness. We forgive each other for everything and anything. So that on Yom Kippur, we all stand together. And therefore, says the Klei Yokor, the best time to assemble the Jews for the construction of the Mishkan is the day after Yom Kippur. He says, actually, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have waited a day or two, he would have missed the opportunity. Moshe Rabbeinu sees that moment of unity and immediately gave them the commandment of building the Mishkan. Why is unity essential to the building of the Mishkan? The Ramban, in his introduction to Chumash Shemois, and also in the beginning of Parshas Truma, says that the divine presence in the Mishkan is a continuation of the divine revelation at Har Sinai. So it's interesting that there we also find an emphasis on unity. The Pasuk says, Vayovoyu Midbar Sinai, Vayachanu Bamidbar, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. They arrived at the wilderness of Sinai, and they encamped in the wilderness, and Yisrael encamped there opposite the mountain. The Pasuk begins with a plural verb. Vayovoyu, Vayachanu, and then abruptly changes to a singular form. Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor. Says Rashi that that's because when they came to Har Sinai, they became Ki'ish Echod, Belev Echod. They became united as one. It would seem that whenever we're talking about connecting to the divine, whether the one-time revelation of Har Sinai or the ongoing presence of the Shekhinah in the Mishkan, there's an emphasis on unity. Unity is essential. Why? As long as we're locked up in our own ego, as long as we're into our selfish self, we're blocked from experiencing the divine presence. Only when we break out of the shell of self-interest do our eyes open to see the Creator. One who hears and feels for his fellow man can experience the presence of the divine. That's why unity is the key to the revelation at Sinai and to the presence of Shekhinah in the Mishkan. Chazal tell us, Ish ve'isho zochu Shekhinah shchuya b'neihem. A man and his wife, if they merit, the Shekhinah dwells between them. Now why between them? Why can't one individual access that level of connection with the divine? It would seem that only in a relationship that one has with another human being, where he cares for and looks after and feels another human being, can he experience Shekhinah? Because only when we get beyond the shell of self, we live with another, we feel another, we break out of our own self, do our eyes and hearts open to experience the divine. Therefore, it's Ish v'Isha Zohu Shekhinah Shchuya b'neihem, between them. That's why unity is the key to Hashra'as Hashchinah. The idea of Shabbos is to take a step back, loosening our grip, letting go, abstaining from work, focusing on the fact that this world is Hashem's world. We're actually eating off Hashem's plate. That's why we greet each other on Shabbos with the greeting of peace, Shabbat Shalom, a peaceful Shabbos. Or as we sign off the Birchot Kriyashma Friday night with Hapoyres Sukkot Shalom Aleinu. He spreads over us a shelter of peace, because on Shabbat, when we abstain from work, when we take a step back, when we let go, we can see the Creator. As long as we're involved in doing, it's hard to see the Creator. But when we let go of our ego, when we let go of our control, there can be peace between one and another, and we can experience Hashra'a Tashchina. So that is why Shabbos is mentioned right before the creation of the Mishkan. Because only by letting go of our ego can we create a dwelling place for the Shechina. As the Pasuk says, Elohim Nitzov Ba'adas Keil. Hashem is present in the godly congregation. The individual can't access Hashem. It's only in the congregation, when we reach out for each other, when we feel each other, we hear each other, we see each other, then we can see the divine. Chazal tell us, Gedoy lo hachnosas orchim kakbolas pnei hashchino. Taking guests into our home is compared to experiencing the divine presence, because by opening up our home, opening up our hearts to another human being, we're exposing ourselves to what's beyond us. That's the key to experiencing Shechina. We know that tefillah, prayer, was instituted instead of korbanos, instead of the sacrifices that we brought in the Beit HaMikdash. It's brought down that the Arizal, before he began davening every day, would say, Hareini mekabel olai mitzvat asei shel ve'ohavto l'reyacho komoicho. He would say, I take upon myself the commandment of loving my fellow man as myself. What's the connection between loving another person with Tefillah, with prayer? But based on what we said, we can understand that prayer, being that it's instead of sacrifices, prayer is a time when we connect with the divine, and the only way a human being can connect with the divine is if he exits the sense of self by feeling and caring for another human being. Therefore, the way to enter the world of prayer is with the Ahavta L'Reyacha Komoicho. This can also be the meaning of what Rabbi Elozor says in Masechtas Bava Batra, Daf Yud, that Rabbi Elozor, Havi Yohiv Prute La'anye V'Hodor Matzli. Every day before the Tana, Rabbi Elozor would pray, he would give money to a poor man, because by giving charity, reaching out to another person, we exit the shell of self and become capable of experiencing the divine presence. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, Yenem Gashmius is mein Ruchnius. My fellow man's material concerns, to me, has spiritual meaning. So when we read these parshas about the creation of the Mishkan, which we don't have today, let us focus on what we can do in order to bring the divine into our life. A guten Shabbat.